Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. I want to thank Tulane head football coach John Summerall. Always does a great job, and he's got a great sense of humor, you can tell. By the way, he answers some of the questions. I want to tell all football fans out there, join me and Steve Geller for our weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino. And we'll have it every Thursday throughout the football season. And for our first show, Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert will be there to our countdown to Thursday night football as the Patriots play the Jets. Well, that'll be a barn burner. And to amp up fans for Sunday's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So come out and hang out with me and Steve Geller. And this week, the Cajun Cannon himself, Bobby Hebert, Treasure Chest Casino by the Game Bar and Grill in the casino. That's Thursday, 4 to 7. Right before Thursday night football as the Patriots played the New York Jets. And, man, for some it wouldn't be for some stupid mistakes by the Titans. The Jets would be 0-2 also. Man, I don't know how many games New England's going to win.
The Patriots are 1-1.
They are 1-1, but they ain't going to win a whole lot more. A
couple plays away from being 2-0. Don't forget, the Seahawks beat him in overtime last week. But as far as, you know, the barn burner comment, you got me laughing in here, Mike.
Listen, gambling, that don't, for people who got coin, you know, it don't really matter. Because some people, man, they enjoy putting that. And some people just like watching the NFL.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Mike. What do you think the over-under is set for that game?
I would say 40.
Ooh, close. 38.5. So there's a couple other games that are actually like either the same or lower, like the Giants-Browns game. I mean, come on, Cleveland. The Giants are one of the worst teams in football, but that over-under set at 38.5. The Packers-Titans game, over-under set at 36.5. So, I don't think the NFL is expecting too many barn burners early on this week.
They ain't got a lot of you. Well, again, people who are involved in fantasy football and also got maybe a nickel or two on the game. There's always an interest in pro football. Again, I bring up this point about the last couple of times the Saints have played Jalen Hurts, they've had difficulties stopping him running the football. We saw the Falcons last night. They had difficulties also as he rushed for 85 yards. He threw for 183 and rushed for 85. So I think that's something to watch. But these are the type games. It's why you signed Willie Gay. For a big part of it, because he was the spy guy with the Chiefs. Andy Reid made that decision that, hey, I see all these athletic quarterbacks coming out of college football. We've got to be able to match up. And Willie was that guy. So I think he's going to play a big part in this game. You know what you're going to get from Jalen Hurts. Now, the good news is A.J. Brown told ESPN last night that he's going to miss the next couple weeks with the hamstring injury. That's not official, but when you tell Lisa Salter that, that's pretty much you kind of the cat meow.
And that's coming from A.J. Brown.
And that was coming directly from A.J. Doesn't look like you're going to have to go up against A.J. Devontae. He's going to have a lot of double coverage and coverage over the top on him.
And, Mike, he still got 10 targets last night in that game. Devontae
Smith still got open.
Yeah, and he did. 7 receptions, 76 yards, and a touchdown. He had a really nice game against the Falcons. The one thing that stood out to me, and you talked about the Saints defense versus the Eagles offense and that kind of matchup. For me, Mike, I was looking a little bit at what the Falcons were doing against the Eagles defense. And with the amount of, you know, draft capital that the Eagles have spent on the interior of their defensive line with guys like Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, they still
Nolan
can't really
Smith.
Stop the run.
Nothing.
They can't stop the run. So that was one thing that stood out to me, right? If you're looking at last night, the Falcons offense had 28 rushing attempts for 152 yards. Yes. Granted, 4 of that was from Kirk Cousins for -1 yard. Just take that out, right? And then you have 24 attempts for 153 yards. That's 6.4 yards per carry. The Eagles, and look, I know that Bijan is a solid running back, 14 attempts, 97 yards, 6.9 yards per carry. So he accounted for a lot of that. But they couldn't really stop Tyler Allgeier either. So what you saw from the Falcons offense last night against the Eagles defense.
I'm running it at the Eagles.
I'm running it down their throat. Same thing that you did to Dallas this past week. The Saints are number 3 in the NFL right now, offensively, in total rushing yards this year. They're only behind the Chargers and the Packers. They're at 370 total rushing yards. I mean, just do it again. They're averaging basically, 185 rushing yards per game? Yeah, keep it up. Because the Eagles couldn't stop the Falcons last night when they were trying to run the ball.
And that's the big difference with this team, with the Saints today, that you didn't have over the last 2 years. A running game. I did a show out in Los Angeles yesterday morning. And you know, I told him it's unbelievable because the fact the Saints only threw the football 16 times in this game. And they were like, 16 times? Come on, got to be more than that. I said, oh, no. It was only 16 times.
They made the most of it.
And they made the most of it with some big plays. But I think the big difference you see, man, and give John Benton, Rick Dennison a lot of credit. Clint Kubiak has done a fantastic job with these game plans over the last 2 weeks. But how Dennison and Benton have got this offensive line to play so well, so early in the season, none of us predicted this. No one could have saw this sort of transpire before your very eyes.